This is St. Louis Public Radio. The April 4th election marks the first time in 16 years that Francis Slay is not a candidate for St. Louis mayor. It's also the first time since 2001 that a Republican is running for one of the city's highest elected offices. St. Louis Public Radio's Rachel Lippman outlines where Democrat Lyda Crewson and her GOP opponent Andrew Jones stand on the key issues facing St. Louis.
Crewson, the chief financial officer at local architecture firm PGAV, has been the 28th Ward Alderman since 1997. She was the first of seven Democrats to jump into the primary after Slay announced he would not seek a fifth term.
I thought about it for, six, 8 weeks, perhaps. And then I finally just said, I know I want to run for mayor. I think I have a skill set that will be good in the mayor's office, and so I'm just going to jump out there and begin running.
By contrast, Jones, an executive with the Southwestern Electric Cooperative in Illinois, had never thought about running for political office until he entered the GOP primary on January 5th.
My wife told me one day, you're doing a lot of armchair quarterbacking on the political front, and you say that you have answers. Why don't you apply yourself?
Jones and Crewson both zero in on crime as a top concern for the next mayor, but they talk about it in very different ways. To Jones, everything starts with restoring order.
I humbly submit to everyone that nothing gets done in economic development without there being some level of order. A business won't locate there if their personnel, their most valuable commodity for their business, feels unsafe.
Jones would push the St. Louis Metropolitan Police Department to focus on illegal drugs, saying that market drives 80% of the city's violent crime. And he's a big believer in so-called stop and frisk, a policy that allows police to search someone they believe has been involved with a crime. Jones says there's ways to do that constitutionally. It's a strategy Crewson wants nothing to do with. She says it will make already frayed relationships with the police worse.
And frankly, I think part of the solution to that, is better training for our police department.
Crewson's plan starts with hiring more officers, which gives them the time they need to go to training. But she also knows that arrests alone won't solve the city's crime problem.
Prevention means money for after-school jobs and summer jobs for youth and recreation programs and alternative dispute resolution programs and alternative sentencing programs.
She says jobs reduce the chance that someone gets involved with crime and help pull them out of poverty. Crewson and Jones agree on the importance of jobs, but when it comes to job creation in this city, they diverge on how to get more companies to locate here. Jones says the city offers incentives like tax increment financing, or TIF, and tax abatements way too early in the process.
When you look at it regionally, what they do is that they try to focus on selling the actual core baselines of the city. And from there, if we're close, and if they're close, they will look at implementing and offering some level of incentive.
But Crewson says that's just not realistic.
The city of Clayton just approved $75 million dollars worth of TIF for the new Centene project. That is the backdrop that every project in the city of St. Louis is getting evaluated against.
Until the region stops competing with itself, Crewson says, the city has to continue to offer developers some help, though she acknowledges it needs to be spread across the city. Crewson is nearly guaranteed to be the next mayor. St. Louis is heavily Democratic, and she holds a big advantage in name recognition and in money. But Jones says he's got the stronger case as a candidate for change.
We're talking 66 years of continuation of policy by a very specific party that has put our city in this position. And if people are calling for change, they can't deliver change, but Andrew Jones can.
Both say they'll be out knocking on doors and reaching out to voters as the campaign heads towards its final weekend. I'm Rachel Lippman, St. Louis Public Radio.